They're the ones who make it happen. They're the ones who get it done. And that's why we shine the spotlight on them on Business for Breakfast. It's time now for the Business Leaders Spotlight on Money Radio.
Well, it is that time of the week once again. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:35 a.m., we have the unique opportunity to sit down and visit with some of the Valley's business leaders. Both men and women make a huge difference right here in our own backyard and our community. And our next guest is doing just that with a company that is just growing and growing and doing some really good things. He is the chief executive officer of Motogen. His name is Dan Buchel, and he joins us in studio this morning on Business for Breakfast. Dan, Mark Asher, good morning. How you doing, bud?
Morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate your time. Before we talk about Motogen,
yes, sir.
I always like to feature the person.
Okay,
right?
Sure.
You haven't been the CEO of Motogen for the last 40 years, right?
No.
So give me a little of your background. Like, how do you get to this role as a CEO of a company?
We only have
10 minutes.
I was going to take you all the way back to birth, but let me start. My dad was a mechanical contractor, so I kind of grew up in the industry. That's how I started in this space. Worked a bunch of jobs, technical jobs, mechanic by trade, so to speak. I worked in the trades. Left my dad. My dad went out of business in 1982 in the recession. A little bit of tough time there. Joined Johnson Controls in a management role. Worked my way through that organization. Worked for a couple of years at a company called Sodexo, which provides institutional food services to healthcare. Spent time there. That's where I had my first role as a CEO. And then left Sodexo. I was recruited by a private equity firm to leave Sodexo and launch this business that it is now today, Motogen. It was Pueblo Mechanical at the time,
right
here in Arizona. So, you know, technical trades, you know, a little bit of work along the way.
So you know the business. Yeah. You're not just this, you know, smart CEO guy. You know, you came up through it. So now for people listening, Motogen, the name doesn't necessarily say it all, right?
Yep.
And I even asked you on the way in, hey, Dan, give me a little elevator speech on exactly what Motogen, because you guys do a lot, right?
Sure.
So why don't we give that speech to the listeners?
Absolutely. Motogen is an infrastructure, technology and energy services firm. We provide services to the buildings industry. So infrastructure means air conditioning, plumbing, systems, electrical systems, boilers, what have you. You know, technology is our building automation and controls packages. And then on the energy side, we bring these elements together, mechanical systems, control systems, and other systems together to provide an energy outcome for a customer. So that's kind of the nutshell, what we do as an organization.
Sustainability, is that a big keyword?
Piece, yeah. Big piece. Yeah.
So explain that role. Because companies are trying, right?
Yeah,
but maybe
absolutely.
Don't know how.
Well, it's interesting. I was just reading this morning that at COP20 or whatever, the most recent energy conference, COP28 or whatever it was, they got a commitment from over 65 countries to reduce carbon emissions from energy systems, air conditioning systems, by 68% by 2050. So there's a big tailwind in our industry relative to this, because many of the systems that are in place are not necessarily as energy efficient as they could be, of course. And you think about the East Coast, you know, all up and down the East Coast, it's a lot of boilers, you know, so basically fuel oil and other types of heating devices are going to be electrified. So there's a big tailwind for us in this industry, bringing energy efficient solutions to customers to make their buildings become more efficient.
You mentioned HVAC.
Yes,
we're
sir.
Here in Arizona.
Yep.
There's a couple of those companies, I think, last time I checked.
Oh, yeah.
Two or three, maybe, every square mile. There's a ton. So obviously you're helping a lot of those out. I want to talk about the growth story, because this is pretty impressive, these numbers I'm seeing. From $50 million to $500 million in 5 years, you're aiming for $1 billion. Forecasting what, 650 to 700 million going into 2024. Your expansion on employees alone has gone from a couple hundred to 1600.
That's correct.
And you've overseen this. I mean, you gotta be pretty proud of that. This is big growth.
It's been a great run. A lot of help from a lot of people, not just myself. Of course, as you know, any business is made up of a collection of people. So we had a great run. We started with a company, like I mentioned, Pueblo Mechanical in Arizona, running out of Tucson with an office in Phoenix. And that was our first acquisition. We consolidated the Arizona market to some degree. We bought 7 or 8 companies in Arizona, put them all together under the Pueblo brand.
Got it.
And then we started moving took our show on the road, if you will, out to Texas and across the Sun Belt and Southwest and Southeast. So we've got 17 locations now across the country. 1,500 employees, like you say, going heading for a billion, and probably that, you know, of course, take just do the math on that. So 1,500 employees at 500, you know, it'd be 3,000 or 4,000 employees, and
yeah,
and all the things that go along with that, scaling the management team, building up infrastructure, technology solutions, IT security, you name it, you know, all those things that go along with it. We've been working on all those elements of the business.
Our guest this morning is Dan Buchel. He is the CEO of Motogen, a fast growing company based here in Arizona.
That is correct.
Now you mentioned all across the United States. So what's your month look like? Are you on the road a lot, or do you kind of, can you do everything from home base?
No, I can do most of it from here, as a matter of fact. Well, we headquarter here, so as the and my management team lives all over the country. So my COO is in Texas, my CPO is in Miami, and we don't push everybody into the same city because we are geographically spread. But so what we did was, Mark, is we hired a basket of regional presidents. So in each market, there's a regional president. There's a regional president in the Southeast, regional president in the central, Texas area. We call it the central because we're in the south. We have a president in the Arizona market, Arizona being our largest market. And then we also have a west region president that covers Colorado, Salt Lake, and our businesses in California.
Yeah.
So the operational element of the business is really being driven through our regional presidents in the field.
Yeah, you guys have embraced, obviously, the infrastructure, technology, the energy structure. You're people first, right?
Right.
That's kind
Absolutely.
Of the, I read about that a couple of times. Like, people first.
Yep. Yeah. Well, as we think about the business, we're a service company,
right?
So at the end of the day, what we deliver is the skills and quality of the people that show up to do the work, right? So our customers, we show up at their site, we fix their stuff, or we put new stuff in for them. So our people are very important to us. Not only for that reason, we just think it's a great thing to do, right? So I'm a mechanic. I have a lot of respect and kind of a soft spot in my heart for the guys who go out in those trucks every day. They work in difficult conditions, high heat, and it's also a fairly technical job, so they have a good brain. So it's not just a physical job, it's an intellectual job and a physical job under difficult conditions. So we try to take really good care of our people. We like it when our people say, this is my best job I've ever had. If someone says that to us, we feel like we've met our goal, because if you get smart people that work hard in a good environment and they're happy about what they're doing, you're just kind of guiding things from that point in time. You're not trying to push things. You're just supported
showing
by a group of folks.
You mentioned the conditions. I mean, just think here in Arizona, I'm sure in Texas as well, and some of the southern, if you go down to, I was in Louisiana this summer.
Ooh, oh my gosh.
That's a different heat, man.
Yeah.
that humidity's no joke. But these guys are in attics, they're in crawl spaces. Yep. I mean, we're complaining because, it's hot and I can't go to bed. These guys are up there for hours at a time trying to fix things.
Yeah.
So, it's rough.
Yeah, we're exclusively a commercial firm, so we don't get to in attics too much, but
right,
we get on rooftops.
Oh, rooftops,
right?
Yeah.
So that's even hotter because you got the sun element, right? So, we try to take care of our guys. We make sure that they have all the right training relative to being in high heat environments, and we also are introducing some technology stuff like cool suits and other things that they can wear that help them stay
cool
on the roof. Yeah,
that is awesome. Dan Buchel is our guest. He is the CEO of Motogen, a company based right here in Arizona, growing immediately, really, really fast and really, really well. Not just fast, but smartly. And it's fun to see, and it's cool that they're one of us. They're our local team, and that's what we like to highlight here on the Business Leader Spotlight. With the growth you mentioned of your company, that tells me that you feel growth is coming just all across, right? Mm-hmm. So as I look at the economy on this show and, we go into 24, crazy year maybe with election, you guys obviously feel strong about what's going on. Otherwise, you wouldn't have this growth metric put into place, right?
That's correct. I mean, if you think about, let's take a longer cycle view and a more of a macro view, you got two things driving the infrastructure for buildings industry. One is decarbonization. We talked about that already. The other is the digitization of the economy, right? So if you think about your studio here, this system doesn't perform if you don't have cooling.
Right.
Now you take that to a grand scale. Everybody's trying to make a digital expansion of their particular business model or homes or whatever. Digitization is going to drive the industry, because you think about it, for every, I always say it this way, it's not engineeringly correct, so for all the engineers on the phone
get mad
but for every byte of information management that goes into our economy, there's a BTU of cooling that has to support it. So we can think about Taiwan Semiconductor and all these other things you're seeing in the Arizona market driving
that's
the market.
Built up right by my house. I drive by it every morning.
It
looks like a city out
there. It's a huge piece of business. And we'll continue. We are already signing contracts and working with not only them, but other ancillary companies that support them through their supply chain around the plant for technology and solutions.
If people wanted to find out a little bit more, just, read up on what we just talked about. I know you have a website. I was on it earlier. Do you want to give that out?
Yeah, it's modigent.com.
Yeah, pretty easy. Yeah. M-O-D-I-G-E-N-T.com, modigent.com. You can find out about the community, the companies, the people, the leadership. Leadership is here in our studio this morning with Dan Bushell, the CEO of Modigent. Impressive.
Thank
really
you.
Impressive.
Thank
and
you.
I appreciate that it's an Arizona company. I'm a born and bred here guy, so I only focus on local companies. If you're from California, you can't come on the radio. But if you're based here, we love to kind of tell people what's going on. And I think maybe a lot of people didn't know about Modigent, but they should. So I appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in. Happy holidays, and let's catch up soon.
Same to you, Mark. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you. That's Dan Bushell. He is the CEO of Modigent, huge company right here in the Valley, servicing not just the state of Arizona, but all throughout the central part of the United States, southeast, all over the place, southwest, really doing some cool things. It was our pleasure to have them on the program this morning.